Hey there, it's me, your money, and welcome to Tandia Talks Money. They say money talks, and it is true, I do. And I also like to work hard. They say it builds character, but it also builds TFSAs and RRSPs, which is why every week Tandia will share new ideas, tips, and wisdom from Tandia's finest to help you get to where you want to go. You know, with a little help from me, of course. Like, who else?
Welcome to another episode of Tandia Talks Money. I'm your host, Carla, and we're so glad to have you here following along this season, season two. Our theme this season is about investing in yourself. And what does that look like when you relate it to your finances? Everybody can say, you know, invest in yourself, but what does that look like? So we're here to make sure, you know, that you're not just surviving life, but you're thriving in every aspect. And let's face it, money usually has an effect on all areas of life. So we're going to change it up a little bit this week, and we're taking some cues from Mark Manson's best-selling book, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Bleep. He challenges traditional notions of happiness and encourages readers to reevaluate their priorities. So now I read this book some time ago. I'm pretty sure it was pre-COVID, and I just saw it the other day, and it got me thinking how these principles can be applied to various aspects of life, including financial health. So obviously, I am not the author of this book. I am not a psychologist of any sort, but you know, I thought there was some really great parallels between his concepts and your financial health and how you can look at it. So this podcast today, we will explore how Manson's concepts can guide us in making more mindful and fulfilling decisions, emphasizing the importance of how investing in yourself and seeking guidance from a financial advisor ultimately and hopefully will lead you to a more balanced and satisfying life. So whether, you know, you're on a journey of self-discovery, you're facing financial challenges, or simply looking for ways to align your values and feel stronger than yesterday, now it's nothing but my way. Oh, lonely. Okay, like, I think I can say the word stronger without breaking into Britney's like anthem for resilience and personal growth. So, you know, we want you to feel stronger with your financial decisions. And it's time to embrace the subtle art of financial well-being. Okay, don't try too hard, right? So Manson's first principle urges us to be selective about where we invest our time and energy. In the realm of finances, this translates to focusing on what truly matters. Rather than chasing the elusive goal of endless wealth, consider what financial success means to you personally. Align your financial goals with your values and concentrate your efforts on achieving those goals, avoiding the pitfalls of societal expectations. So, what is your strategy? Define your goals based on your personal values. Prioritize saving and investing in alignment with these goals and avoid the pressure to conform to societal expectations. Regularly assess your financial priorities and adjust your strategies accordingly because it takes a little bit of work. You can't set it and forget it. You want to make sure you are regularly assessing it. So how do you do this? How do you invest in yourself and get yourself to these strategies? Well, educate yourself on personal finance, attend workshops, read books, listen to podcasts, which you're already doing. So you're great. But stay informed about investment opportunities because this knowledge empowers you to make more informed decisions. It broadens your horizon and gives you the ability to align with your financial goals with having all the kind of information. So how do you do this? How do you find these things? Well, number one, you can seek some help. Consult with an advisor. Find the advisor that's right for you, and they will help tailor a financial plan to your unique aspirations. An advisor really can provide valuable insights and help you navigate the complex financial decisions or give you some insights into your own personal financial kind of picture without you having to do all the work. Like, that's what we're here for. Don't be afraid to reach out. Okay, happiness is a problem. Sounds awful. But Manson challenges the idea that constant financial success equates to happiness. Instead, he suggests viewing financial challenges as problem-solving opportunities. So embrace the struggles that come with managing your money and use them as a catalyst for growth. By reframing financial issues as problem-solving exercise, you can hopefully develop resilience and find satisfaction in overcoming these obstacles. So by viewing your strategy, view financial challenges as opportunities for growth. Establish a budget that reflects your values and allows for flexibility. Embrace financial problems as chances to reassess and refine your financial strategies. You're going to invest in yourself by developing resilience and cultivating a positive mindset towards financial challenges. Consider mindfulness practices or engage in activities that help promote mental well-being to navigate the financial difficulties more effectively. It gives you that little bit of peace, right? And again, an advisor can assist in creating a robust financial plan that helps address potential problems you may see, and they can provide their expertise to guide you through various financial scenarios, helping you maintain focus on your long-term objectives instead of having you feel frustrated, you don't know where to go next, and you kind of just stop because that just seems like it's the easier and not such a complex problem for you to do, right? Okay, you are not special. I know that sounds also awful, but recognizing, and I think this is an important thing for people to hear just in all aspects of life, but recognizing that everyone faces financial challenges is a key aspect of Manson's philosophy. Comparing your financial situation to others can lead to unnecessary stress. Instead, focus on your individual journey. Your financial goals and values may differ from those around you, and that's perfectly okay. So create a plan that aligns with your unique circumstances and aspirations. Craft yourself a personalized financial plan that suits your individual circumstances and goals. Avoid comparing your financial journey, because when you start doing that, you take the focus on what matters to you and recognize that everyone's path is unique. And, you know, by developing a deep understanding of your financial needs and aspirations gives you that self-awareness and allows you to make financial decisions that align with your values rather than succumbing to external pressures, because they're there and they kind of seep in. So it's important to realize your self-awareness in this. And by, again, looking at an organization that can assist you and an advisor that can assist you in tailoring a plan that considers your unique financial circumstances helps you feel reassured, because their expertise ensures your financial strategy is aligned with your individual goals. Now, the value of suffering, I know, but his emphasis on the value of suffering can be applied to financial setbacks. Financial hardships are almost inevitable, but they can provide a very valuable lesson. So rather than avoiding or fearing financial difficulties, use them as opportunities for learning and growth. Overcoming financial challenges can help build resilience and can really equip you with the skills needed for long-term financial well-being. Embrace the setbacks as learning opportunities, analyze past mistakes, adjust your financial strategies, and use the setbacks as stepping stones towards your future success. Again, continually educating yourself on investment strategies, debt repayment, and will help you learn from both successes and failures to refine your approach to financial challenges, right? And you know what I'm going to say, because this whole theme is like, you know, what's your strategy? How is this investing in you? And how can you seek help? And all the seeking help, you know, points to using the community around you. Seek out guidance on overcoming the setbacks. Working with advisors help offer insights that you may not be aware of and help you adapt your financial plan in response to the unforeseen circumstances, ensuring the resilience in the face of financial challenges. You are always choosing. So Mason's idea of personal responsibility is especially relevant to financial health. Your financial situation is a result of the choices that you make. So it's important to take ownership of your financial decisions, whether it's budgeting, investing, or spending. And by understanding that you have the power to shape your financial future, you can make more intentional choices that align with your goals and values. So no more girl math, you know, although like We all do it. And it's quite funny to see that trend now. But you need to take ownership. You need to take ownership of your decisions and regularly evaluate your spending habits, investment choices, your spending choices, and overall financial strategy. Reviewing your decisions and making sure that your decisions are aligning with your long-term goals and values will help develop the plan that you have set out to do. But if you're making choices that are not in line with your plan, then you're kind of working backwards. So by understanding economic trends, you know, maybe we're in a point right now. I think everyone can agree that, you know, groceries are crazy, and to maybe buy what you bought last year is now going to cost you twice as much. So it's important to stop and realize your financial situation could be a result of the choices that you make. Is there a choice that you can make in terms of what you're purchasing, and how will that affect your bottom line and your long-term goals? Right? It's complex. It's hard to understand sometimes. So knowledge is power, and making sure that you are staying in tune with economic trends and investment options and financial literacy really does help you get to your financial objectives. I know it seems so much simpler to say than to actually put into practice. So again, use a partner in decision-making, offering you expertise to help you, again, navigate these challenges. You're not meant to do this on your own. And sometimes an accountability partner is what you need, somebody that you can reach out to and say, hey, you know, I've made some poor choices. Like, maybe I need somebody to help me stop making these choices or guide me in a better direction. Failure is a way forward. Again, your financial setbacks and failures are part of the journey. Manson encourages us to view failure as a stepping stone to success. If you make poor investment or encounter financial difficulties, don't view it as a permanent setback. Learn from the experience, adjust your financial strategies, and use failure as a catalyst for change and future success. Embrace a growth mindset towards your financial failures. Learn from your past mistakes, adjust your strategies, and view these as opportunities to improve. Now, the way you can invest in yourself is foster a mindset of continuous improvement. Attend financial workshops. Read relevant literature that's going to give you the confidence to continue moving forward, and seek opportunities to enhance your understanding of your personal finance. If you feel like you don't have any understanding, seek out opportunities that will allow you to gain that insight. I think you're seeking out an opportunity right now. You're listening to my podcast, so you're already doing that. So good on you. Now, the next one, the importance of saying no. We had her on the podcast before, but Libby from Honest Mom Diary, go follow her if you're not following her on Instagram and TikTok. And she started this trend this month, is like no November. And I love it. I think it is genius. And I just have that. I'm going to be honest, I have not gone in depth of reading what it entails, but like, it's very self-explanatory. No November, setting boundaries and setting financial boundaries is crucial for maintaining a healthy financial life. Learn to say no to unnecessary expenses, unwise investments that you maybe don't feel comfortable with, or financial commitments that don't align with your goals. By establishing clear financial boundaries, you can safeguard your financial well-being and allocate resources to what truly matters to you. So if that means you're saying no to going out with friends on the weekend because, you know, this month is super tight and you just can't afford that dinner out, then that's okay. It is okay to say no and set a boundary for yourself. Because by doing so, you help establish your financial boundaries by saying no. And unnecessary expenses or investments won't cause you to go off track. It helps you prioritize your spending on experiences and assets that contribute to your long-term well-being. And this is a practice to invest in yourself, because this developing this discipline to make intentional financial choices helps cultivate habits that support your financial goals, you know, budgeting and saving consistently, because you are now prioritizing yourself and understanding it is okay to say no. And our last point, and it's kind of harsh, but that, and then you die. That's what he says. Manson's reflection on mortality serves as a reminder to prioritize what truly matters in life, including your financial goals. We want you to thrive. So consider your long-term financial objectives and how they contribute to a meaningful and fulfilling life. Plan for the future, because that is very important, but also appreciate the present. And finding a balance that aligns with both of those values, I feel like that's all I've been saying today, is find a balance, align with your values, align with your goals. But it is important. It's important to reflect on your long-term financial goals and aspirations, which is great, which is what we want you to do. But, you know, it's important to create a plan, a financial plan that not only prepares for your future, but also allows you to enjoy the present. Balance your financial priorities with the understanding that life is, you know, you want to live your life. You want to be able to do the things that you want to do while you're able to do them. And this really helps cultivate a holistic approach to well-being. Consider your physical, mental, and financial health as like interconnected elements of fulfilling life. And typically, your financial health sometimes has a toll on your physical and mental health. So really do seek out people that are here to assist you in creating the comprehensive plan that you need that allows you to survive, but also thrive and plan for your future. We as an institution and other institutions, and it's important about finding the right person for you, but our goal is to help you balance both short-term and long-term objectives, find the right products for you, and offer insights on strategies that will align with your overall life goals, because that is very important. I know this is like a little bit of a unique kind of take on the podcast today, but I'm hoping that maybe you want to are going to go read the book because it was a great book. But think about it and how applying Mark Manson's principles to your financial life involves strategic planning, continuous self-improvement, and seeking professional guidance. Because by investing in yourself and collaborating with an advisor, you can navigate the complexities of personal finance with confidence and purpose. And remember, it's not just about accumulating wealth, but about building a financial foundation that supports your unique journey through life, because everybody is unique. And if you don't get that from Tandia and our uniqueness, and everybody's fingerprint is different, and you're different, and your financial picture is different. And it's important to remember that and know, and remember that your money mindset is not set in stone. It can evolve. And hopefully, as you continue to tune into Tandia Talks Money, you'll discover practical strategies that cultivate a positive money mindset that will help translate into other areas of your life. And you'll be able to witness the incredible benefits of investing in yourself. So it's time to unlock your potential and transform your financial future. No more confusion or feeling overwhelmed about money matters. We've got your back. Tune into Tandia Talks Money podcast season 2 and embark on a financial adventure with us. Let's laugh, learn, sing some Britney, and grow together as we navigate the ups and downs of adulting with confidence and ease. Subscribe now and get ready to embrace your financial future. Share this podcast with others on social media. Reach out to us. We'll link our contact us. And if you feel like you are ready to seek some help and work with somebody, please for sure reach out to us, because we understand that, you know, adulting, it's hard. It's really hard. And it doesn't get easier sometimes. It feels like we're running in a circle, but we've got you covered and we're here to help you every step of the way. Catch you soon.
Thanks for tuning in. I don't know about you, but I feel smarter already. Remember, Tandia is here to help. If you found this podcast helpful, please let us know. Got feedback? Want to learn more? Just head to Tandia.com. Tandia, as unique as you.